I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. You know, things happen when they're supposed to. I know we might say it all the time. It might even sound like a cliche statement, right? Of, you know, things happen for a reason. Things happen when they're supposed to. But today's reading with Teresa was a perfect example of that, because there's no way that with everything going on, how she's been feeling, that her mom even said to her, if you had time to prepare for this reading, you would have drove yourself crazy. And she received exactly what she needed today in this moment. And I think the thing that I admired the most was right off the bat, her mom was like, you need to trust yourself. I could never be disappointed. And I love you. I feel like the first 3 minutes of her reading was done. Everything else after that was a bonus. I hope you all enjoy this amazing reading with Teresa. Even though she didn't say much, you can feel it. I hope you guys all enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. First of all, I just want to say this is amazing, because I know I always say things happen for a reason. Things happen when they're supposed to. And I think this is one of those instances. I was supposed to have something scheduled at this time, and last night it got canceled last minute, as you know, because you were contacted last night, correct?
Yes, it was the craziest thing. I was like, I couldn't believe that it was true.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's probably going to turn out, it's going to be like her loved one's birthday or anniversary. It's her birthday. Oh my God, I was just speaking to my loved one saying, oh my God, I could really use a reading. Like, I always feel like it's always something like that. No matter how many times I say this, Teresa, I always say a reading happens when it's supposed to happen. And I don't know if people really understand that, believe that, whatever it is, you know, because I mean, even down to there are so many times where someone will say, oh my God, I called the hotline years ago, or I've been a member of your fan club for 10 years. But at the moment when it happens, the reading, it's always at the most important time for that person. So
awesome. I actually, like, I never would have thought that you guys would have contacted me. So I mean, just how fast it came to be is just, I mean.
Wow, that's incredible.
I mean, it's just, yeah, crazy.
And so where are you from anyway?
I'm from Philadelphia, just outside Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you from Nashville? I see all these guitars hanging in
my house. My husband.
Like, why would I equate, like,
No, just amateur guitarists.
Oh, well, those don't look like amateur guitars to me.
Me but either, anyway. My husband, he's a good, he likes to jam out down here.
That's awesome. Well, I want to welcome you to Hey Spirit, and I just want to say to you, Teresa, I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to share my gift with you today. And also, I want to thank you in advance for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So I'm just going to give a little quick speech on how I read, how I communicate with the souls of the departed, and then we're just going to get started. Just know that everything that Spirit has me say and communicate to you is most likely everything that you need to hear in that moment. So I just wish you the most amazing experience of peace, love, and healing.
Thank you.
So the interesting thing is, as I was giving you my speech, there were a couple of things that I physically felt as I was describing certain things to you. I felt this heaviness in my head, and then I felt like I couldn't breathe.
Okay.
So do you understand that?
Yes.
Know that there is a mother energy that is stepping forward. If your mom isn't departed, it could be grandmother, aunt. And then I heard, of course it's her mom. So is your mom departed?
It's my mom. Yeah.
So, but would that be your mom's personality?
Yes. Yes.
Because I also want Spirit to communicate with that personality and with laughter. Personality, mm-hmm. because you're the only one that knows your mom's personality, right? How would I know your mom's personality?
That would be her.
Like, yes. What are you kidding me? Of course it's her mom.
Yes.
And I am going to say this. I literally just felt like I could breathe in this moment. So whether it was you feeling like, oh my God, I didn't have time to prepare for this reading. They literally just called me to show up. How was my mom going to know to show up? I didn't tell her, like, give her like days in advance. Whatever. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. My heart is racing right mm-hmm. now. Just everything's so quick.
But I'm going to say this. Your mom made me feel like this is how it needed to happen for you for several reasons. Your mom was very funny, by the way. She's like, mm-hmm. Teresa, she would have been all in her head. She would have been getting in her head and like thinking of all these crazy things of things that wouldn't going to happen.
Yes.
Really? That's your personality? Gosh.
That is me. Yes. I'm surprised I'm even here right now. Like, I just barely made it here.
But your mom made me feel like that's how it needed to happen for you.
Yes,
because
quick.
Or else it would have been, you would have built up all this. I'm going to use the term anxiety of that.
Yes. Yes. I would have built it up in my head.
You know, it's so interesting. We had this whole conversation about like things really do happen at the exact moment when they're supposed to. And timing is everything. And your mom said to me, she says, it's so important, Teresa, because this is also about giving my daughter some type of faith and to trust her faith and to trust and to know that everything will be okay. More importantly, to trust in herself.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, do you have children?
I do.
Okay. And how do you connect with the number three? Do you have three children?
I have two children.
Two? Okay. Yes. Did you lose a child or a miscarriage?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So no, because your mom told me that you have three children. So it could be a soul that did not get the opportunity to walk here in the physical world. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So know that your mom holds the soul and to validate that the soul, we still have that bond and that the soul continues to grow on the other side.
Okay.
Okay. Your mom is also showing me a pink blanket. So did you know what the child was?
No, but I do have a daughter.
There's two things. You also have a son?
I do, yes.
Okay. So, no, she holds a pink blanket. So, and she did not hand me back the blanket. So that's my symbol for that the soul did not have the opportunity to walk here in the physical world. But then she also told me that she held your children. So were the children born after your mom passed?
Yes, yeah.
So know that she held the souls before coming here into the physical world. And more importantly, knowing that she knows of the children and watches over.
Okay. That's so nice to hear.
Did you move? So there's two things. Your mom showed me East Coast, West Coast, which is my initial symbol for when there's a separation. Okay. I don't care what the separation is or was, emotional, geographical, communication. Do you understand that between you and your mom?
We're talking about me and my mom's relationship right now, or are we talking about the kids still?
You.
In a way?
Listen, however you can connect with it. Your mom made me feel like that your mom was being very protective in this moment and kind of having me like tiptoe, and she had me tiptoe around a bush. So that's my symbol for when spirit might beat around the bush a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And listen, I don't care why. Sometimes spirit will do that if it's a very personal thing that maybe we don't want to talk about, or I'm okay with that. Fair enough?
Yes, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I will never dig with spirit to say things to get a wow factor. I'd rather sit here, Teresa, and look like I have no idea what I'm talking about. All I care about is that you understand it, first thing. Okay. Second thing, I don't have to understand it.
Okay.
I don't have to. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Do you understand that? Because yes. Your mom keeps saying to me, I need my daughter to know that things happen and I could never be disappointed in her. That's okay. All she said to me.
Yes. The West Coast, East Coast. Yeah. All of that makes sense. Okay. And that's the one thing that I was hoping that she would say to me. You know, I've been thinking a lot about her, knowing that I was going to be on this podcast. And yeah, the one thing that if she were to come through that I wanted to know is if she was mad. I didn't want her to be mad at me. I didn't want her to be disappointed because I feel like I've made bad decisions in some parts of my life. And
did you just get the chills, Teresa?
Yes. Yeah.
Know that that was your mom's soul that moved through you to validate that it is 100% that this is what this is about, because the burden, the guilt, whatever it is, the thoughts that you've been placing on yourself is starting to eat away at your soul.
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like we're pushing that aside. There's also something about your mom that there's two things. So I want to go back because she showed me again the separation. Your mom says, I want you to know that you cannot bear whatever the separation is or was, Teresa. Your mom is saying, I cannot have you bear all of the responsibility. Do you understand that? I don't care if there are things that you say, I should have did this more. Maybe I should have did that. I never should have made this choice. Your mom says, I want you to start looking at things as at the time you made the choices that you thought were the best for you.
Okay.
She says, if you go back and you really think about your choices, decisions, we can look back in hindsight and say, Jesus, I never should have did that. But in the moment, you were all in. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. Okay.
So your mom says that cannot be a regret. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. She says you should view it as, I will never make that choice, never make that decision again.
Yes. Okay.
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 How do you connect with the song, You Are My Sunshine? Did you sing that to your children? Is that something that you remember with? Okay, perfect.
And she sung it to me and my sister as well. Yeah.
I asked her to validate that I interpreted everything correctly because that's just my job.
Right.
And she started singing me that song.
Yes, that definitely was a song she sung to me when I was a kid, and I sing it to my kids. I think of her every time.
So know that when you sing that song to your children, now, in the past, know that your mom's soul is present. Okay. Your mom says, I do not want you to feel that you should have been there more for me or could have done more for me.
Okay.
Did you not know that she was going to pass?
I knew. I think I knew. Yeah.
But she made me feel like, so even if somebody is ill, I want to explain to you so you understand maybe what she means by this. When a soul says to me, they didn't know that I was going to pass. Even if your mom was ill, right? Mm-hmm. It just means that you weren't expecting her to pass at that moment. Maybe you thought you had, I don't care if it was even a couple of days or a couple of hours. Like I felt like she made me feel like that there was a part of you that felt that you had more time.
Yes. Yeah. I think I always thought that. Mm-hmm.
So know that she says, I don't want you to feel bad. I'm going to use the term guilty. Well, I don't care what it is. It's any negative emotion that you feel that, oh, I should have known or I should have been there, whatever it is. She says, I want you to remember that you, again, made choices and decisions at that time that you felt were right. Do you understand that?
I think so. It was, I was young, so it's like hard to go back and remember. I don't know if I had a full understanding of what was
exactly
happening.
Like if you were 6 years old, right? Like it's almost like, because it's almost like your mom saying, you know, I don't want you to feel that you should have spent more time with me, or you should have did this, or you should have done that if you knew that I was going to die. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that. I mean, I always worried about her dying. I always weirdly had a weird feeling from when I was a child that she was going to die. So I made sure that I spent a lot of time with her, and I almost felt like she sometimes got annoyed by that in a way. Like I was the child that was always wanting to be with mom, you know. I didn't really, you know, I was just that kid. Like I wanted to do everything with her.
But it's also that soul connection. And sometimes there are a lot of times like a soul might have me say to someone, did you have that uneasy feeling the day that your loved one died? Especially when it comes to a tragedy, right? And it's not to be that we could have prevented the departure. It should have been left with us in knowing that the soul was going to be at peace, that it was the soul's time to leave the physical world. So this, what you're describing, Teresa, is a soul bond and your soul knowing that you were not going to have your mom for a long time.
And I always felt that, always.
How do you connect with the number 10? Is it the month of October, the 10th of a month, or an age? I don't care if it's in the age that you were, or if your mom's gone 10 years, or if it's the age of one of your children.
10. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to pass on it. Do you ever see the numbers on the clock that might be like 7:10, 9:10, 10:10?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I pay attention to the numbers on the clock a lot.
But it always has a 10 in it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Even today's date, I noticed the 10 right away with 10, 11, 22. It just was, I don't know. It was just a date that, yeah, I noticed the 10 today, 10, 11.
Know that that's your mom. So if you look at the clock and see 10, 10, 9, 10, 7, 10, 3, 10, whatever it is, know that that is her soul getting your attention, letting you know that she is with you at that exact moment. I am going to say this, Teresa. This is how I feel. Your reading and session was all about you knowing that your mom could never be disappointed in you.
Okay.
She says, even after I passed, Teresa, she's worried about after I died and the choices and decisions that she made. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because I said to her, I go, well, what is it? I'm like, I don't understand. She goes, oh, she goes, please. She goes, she keep, and your mom's very dramatic. She's like, yes, she oh, was. Please. She goes, you don't understand. She's like, because after I died, then she made like some choices and decisions that now she regrets and she beats herself up over. But she's like, but everyone makes decisions. There is not one person in this universe that can look back in their life and say, oh my God, I made every single right choice and decision in my entire life.
Yeah. I just sometimes feel like if she were here, I would have made better decisions. You know, like a lot of girls that have their moms their whole lives maybe wouldn't have made the decisions that I made. So, yeah.
You know what? You might be 100% correct, but your mom says, I can't have you carrying that burden. Were they 10 years ago, the decisions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ballpark. Oh,
10. Yes. Yeah. 10. Around 10 years ago. That's funny.
Okay. So your mom says, every time you feel that way, I want you to remember that no matter what, I am always proud of you because you made the right choices at that time or what you thought were right.
Okay. I'm so happy to hear her say that.
She says, because then your mom looked at me and she goes, Teresa, if you could see her with her children, she's so loving, nurturing, understanding.
I love them so much.
She says, how could I be disappointed in that? She says, look how she turned out. She says, and I don't want you to think that anything is going to happen to you. She said, your children will have you growing up.
I'm so happy to hear that. I worry about that all the time. I do.
Well, your mom just had me do a body scan on you. So when a soul has me do a body scan on someone, that's my symbol for that the person is worried about health concerns. Fair enough?
Yes. Yeah.
She had me do a body scan. I saw no red spots. Red spots for me is like cancer, serious illnesses, so on and so forth.
Okay.
She also made me feel like that whatever your mom had, because she showed me the symbol for the BRCA gene.
Yes.
Yeah. And she made me feel like it's not going to happen to you.
Okay. Yeah. She passed away from breast cancer. And I was tested for the BRCA gene about 2 years ago, and I didn't have it. And I was very scared to get it done for years.
I'm just going to say this. How would I know that?
You wouldn't. When you said BRCA gene, I mean, that right there. I don't know how you would have known that. You wouldn't have.
Your mother just said to me, Teresa, even after the BRCA test, she's still worried.
Yeah, I am. I worry about any way that I could die, not be there for my kids and have them have to grow up the way that I had to.
Your mom is saying, I need you to let that go. I need you to release those thoughts, those feelings to me.
Okay. I can do that for my mom.
She says, I need you to do it for you. I need you to do it for you and for your children.
Okay.
She says, you cannot live your life in fear.
I don't even know what I'm afraid of. I'm just...
You're just afraid.
Yeah, she knows that. I mean, I remember telling her that all the time when I was a kid. I don't know why. I'm just scared.
I think that is something that is normal, especially for what you went through or how you had to grow up. You have every right to feel afraid and scared, right? And you still might feel that way even after this session. You do not look like a frightened, fragile, scared young woman. I'm sorry, you don't.
I mean, inside is a lot different. Mom, she knew that about me more than anybody else in the world. Just, and to this day, I've just never been able to fully relax and just let go, you know?
Your mom is making me feel how you feel.
I'm so used to feeling this way, I don't even know that there's a different way to feel.
So every time you feel anxious or scared, ask yourself, is there a reason for me to feel scared?
Okay.
Okay. Listen, if there's something happening and something going on around you that is a rational feeling of being scared, okay, fine. But if not, then your mom says, I want you to imagine yourself protected in God's white light and releasing the fear and saying, be gone, you are not of me.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Do you have a fear of driving? What do things happen in the car? Did you have trouble like leaving the house?
I did have a fear of driving when I was young, and my parents wanted me to get my driver's license so that I could, because my mom was sick, to help out with my little sister and stuff. So it's just something that sticks in my brain. I was very afraid to drive, but I did it anyway because I wanted to help my mom and I wanted to help the family because there was just so much going on with my mom being sick.
Because she literally showed me protecting the car in white light. And I love this because now it's coming full circle again, Teresa, in your mom saying, now you're going to do this for yourself. You're going to do this for yourself first, because then by helping yourself is going to help your husband, your children.
Right. You know, I know I need to take care of myself.
Did your children ever talk about your mom? Or make reference to there was a woman here, or like an imaginary friend. I asked her to validate, and she made me feel like that the children could sense and feel her.
I got that vibe that they could, but I'm not sure how much they understand it.
So yeah. I think that it's important. Oh, now, see, I just was going to, these words were just going to come out of my mouth. Trust yourself.
Okay.
I said that to you, right?
You did.
So I'm going to say this. You need to trust yourself, your angels, whatever it is that you believe in.
Okay.
And knowing that it's going to be okay. Were you thinking about your sister?
I think about her all the time. We haven't talked in a while.
Okay, because I said to your mom, I go, why are you having me tiptoe around a bush right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, look, this does not mean that your mom is saying you're wrong, she's right, vice versa. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like this might be something that you can use as an opportunity to reach out to her.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
And I'm going to say this. Your mom made me feel like that this is something that has grown into something that it never should have.
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect with the number two? Your mom likes numbers. I don't know why. So you must really connect with numbers. Have you not spoken to her in 2 years, 2 months?
It would probably be about 2 years. Okay. Yeah, two.
Okay. She's showing me my symbol for where everyone has a right to feel the way that they feel.
That makes
have their
sense.
Own opinions.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Things got kind of messy there.
Heated. She told me heated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've been that way for a while. So after she died.
Your mom also made me feel like there was a lot of resentment. I feel like it's a correct word to use, but not like exactly.
Resentment, I think that's a good word to describe a lot of feelings, I think, in my family. It's very chaotic, to say the least, since my mom passed away. There's been a lot of hands and a lot of voices, mm-hmm. you know, in, you know, the upbringing of me and my sister and my older mm-hmm. brother since my mom died young. So, yeah, I think we all feel that.
And again, it's a feeling. So like sometimes, you know, with feelings, you can't tell someone how to feel. Everyone has the right to feel the way that they feel. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong, especially when it comes to feelings. And your mom just made me feel like that, you know, you all can have, because it's not only your sister, right? Is it you? Are you not speaking to other people in the family?
Yeah, my mom's sister as well. Okay.
This doesn't mean that you have to have gatherings or you have to then spend Christmases together, or she's saying, but you have to have at least, I just said to your mom, I go, you know my rules. You can't tell people what they should or shouldn't do when it comes to free will choices. And she's like, but they have to at least speak to each other, Teresa. She goes, I don't care. They have to at least speak to each other.
Okay.
So I said, listen, I don't want you to take this wrong. But these are your free will choices. Okay. Because again, I feel like your mom got really private with me and is not showing me, making me feel anything, what happened, what didn't happen. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
She says she made me feel like, though, enough is enough.
My mom made you feel that way?
Yes. And she made me feel like that's how you feel also in a sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your mom like showed me this thing of like you just like reaching out to your sister being like, you know what? I take responsibility for my part. I'm sorry. I just mm-hmm. want to be able to communicate with you. I'm going to be very honest with you. I never, ever, ever want spirit to tell someone what they should or shouldn't do. Your mom is bringing this up. These are your free will choices. If you do not do this, it's fine. That's your choice. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is your mom's way of saying, listen, I know what is going on. I know what has happened. But it's not fair that you are bearing the responsibility of fixing this. Do you understand that?
I understand that, yeah.
Or that if you did something differently, then it never would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
I do, yeah.
Your mom was very adamant in showing me, she said, Teresa, everyone made choices and decisions. There was not one person that could solely stand there and say they made the right choice. That was someone else's responsibility or fault. And I'm going to ask you this. Is this something, Teresa, that you've been thinking about or has been on your mind about your sister?
Yeah. Yes. I think about her every single day.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
So maybe it's something your mom is saying, use this as an excuse.
Okay.
Use this as the opportunity to reach out to her. Mommy brought it up. Mommy knows that you have two children. She watches over. Do you have toys that go off in the house for no reason? Are your children talking about like mommy or like an imaginary friend? Could you imagine if that is what this is?
This could be an answer to a lot of my prayers. My sister would love to hear that from my mom. She would love to know that. She knows that she has two kids, two babies.
Your mom just made me get really, really emotional. Your mom is giving the opportunity. And I'm going to say this, Teresa. I feel like if this was your sister on the other end of this Zoom, I know your mom would be saying the same thing. I love how your mom is saying, look, I get it. I understand it. I understand everyone's positions, the way people feel. She says, but enough is enough. Let's just try. Maybe this will be the opportunity or the first step in trying to have a relationship again with her.
Okay.
And maybe it is something where you talk once a week. Your mom's making me feel like she'll settle for anything right now. But I want to make this perfectly clear. I do not want this to be a burden for you, Teresa.
Okay.
I want this to be a gift from your mom of knowing that she can never be disappointed in you, upset with you, mad at you. Your mom is proud of you, the mom and the woman and the wife that you've become. All of this stuff that is going on, these burdens, these guilts that you are carrying, is eating away at you. It is fueling the fear inside of you. Your mom just said to me, she said, Teresa, she said, what you said to my daughter in the beginning, when you said to her, were you speaking to spirit and saying something's got to give or something's got to happen or I wish I could talk to you again, whatever it is. Your mom is saying, you're darn right. I heard you. And I made this happen today.
I believe that. She did.
And look, if nothing comes out of it with your sister, remember, your mom is not going to be mad or upset, or more importantly, disappointed. Do you understand that? She says that would be her choice. She says, if you try, because you always say, what am I going to say to my sister? What am I going to do? She's given you the opportunity.
Okay.
Were you talking about going to Disney or taking a trip with the kids?
Yeah, I am taking a trip with them.
I just asked your mom to bail. She's like, tell her I'm coming on the trip. There are other loved ones behind your mom, but your mom made me feel like this was the first step for you so you could start to heal.
Okay.
Remember, you're going to grieve the loss of your mom for the rest of your life here in the physical world and your other loved ones. But the healing process is something completely different.
Okay.
She says, remember, the only thing you have control over is yourself. What you do, what you say, how you conduct yourself, that's the only thing you have control over. I can feel how you feel like you could breathe a little bit more, but I still feel the hesitation with you of like, okay, I'm going to try, but, and it's like, no, no, no. I'm going to do my very best every day to live my best authentic life. I'm going to do my best to live in the now. I am going to trust myself and know that I am making the right choices and decisions for me, my family, now, what is best for today. Your mom just makes me feel like you keep bringing in too much. You worry about you live in the past and then you worry about the future.
I do, yeah.
And then you're missing the moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's reminding me.
We all need that reminder. We all need that reminder. So don't be so hard on yourself. That's why I love how she's sitting here saying, listen, the days that you have that, stop and say, my mom said, I got to live in the now. And I love how she acknowledged what an amazing mom you are.
That was the most important thing, I feel like, to hear, because I want to emulate her.
Who likes to draw? She just showed me like drawings and someone's like good at drawing.
My husband and my son are really good artists, and my brother for that matter.
And did somebody draw something to get a tattoo, or did they draw something for you to get a tattoo?
I do have a lot of tattoos.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I can't see any of them.
But my daughter just got a henna tattoo. Mm. You know, henna all drawn on her hand. Mm-hmm. Just the other day. But yeah, I mean, they've all been drawn by people.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. That's funny. I have one for her, actually. I have a bird for her with a rose. She loved roses. I always wondered what she would think of my tattoos. I don't know, but
she did a break. Listen, spirit is not, you know, it's not a, like she's showing me, like you like drew something to get a tattoo, or somebody drew something to get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is the henna. I don't know. I never had that before. So it could perfectly be. And your mom's not going to bring up tattoos if she would be upset or mad at you.
No. Well, my husband and I just got matching tattoos on her birthday, which is her birthday is also our wedding anniversary. So 10 years. So it was our 10-year wedding anniversary. Oh my gosh.
And you got matching tattoos.
And we got matching tattoos. Yeah, a few months ago. But I'm thinking, like you said, 10 out of 10. Me and my husband married for 10 years. 10, Yeah.
How everything is going to come about.
Yes.
Did your husband draw it, though, or make changes to the tattoo?
I don't think he did. I mean, we discussed it a lot. And
so it wasn't something you walked in and picked it out on a wall?
No. No.
You had someone draw it?
The tattoo artist. Yeah.
He Perfect. Drew it for me. Because I think a lot of times you go in and you just pick out things, right? And you say, oh, yes. I want this, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so the person drew it?
He drew it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
There you
so
go.
So know that your mom's soul was present at that exact moment.
Okay. Very cool. I mean, it was her birthday too. So
she says, and yes, she says, I do like your husband. She says, can you thank him for taking care of my little girl?
Oh. He does she really goes, take good
Teresa,
care of
me. It's not easy. She goes, she is not easy sometimes. I go, listen, us Teresas, we're a lot.
It's true. We are. And he's a saint. Yes. He'll be happy to hear that.
Awesome. Awesome. And I love how your mom is leaving you with this laughter. Because
yes,
I think that was the greatest gift that she could have given you in this exact moment.
Yeah.
She acknowledged all of your and saying like, this is, I want you to continue with this lightness, with this feeling of happiness. She says, because by wallowing in the fact that I'm not here is not going to change anything. It makes me happy when I see you happy. She's living her life on the other side through your eyes. So know that every laughter that you encounter, everything that you embrace and embark in life, she is a part of it.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like she's not there, but.
How do you connect with the clouds?
I just did a painting of some clouds the other night. I like to paint.
I just asked her to validate that I interpret and she showed me the clouds.
Yeah, sunsets and clouds at sunset. Okay.
So know in the moments where you think that you're not feeling your mom's presence, know that there are signs all around you and know that it is her.
I feel like she came through to help fix things with me.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that she's with me in that way.
But what a beautiful gift your mom gave you today. And I love all of the healing that she brought to this session that I don't think you ever thought that she would have brought up, talked about, or even knew about. Is that correct?
That's correct. 100%. Yep.
And a perfect example of you received today, Teresa, exactly what you needed.
Thank you, Teresa.
No, don't thank me. Thank your mom. She's the one. She's the one that did it. What a beautiful gift.
Thank you so much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
My name is Teresa and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was surreal and it just was better than I could have imagined. I mean, I never, just how everything fell into place and my mom came through. The things that Teresa said about just family dynamics, like I just was blown away that she knew that my mom came through and brought that up with her. When Teresa brought up the BRCA gene testing, there's no way anybody would have known that. I kind of just did that on my own after years of being afraid to do it. And it was a really important moment in my life to go get tested for that, the breast cancer gene. And for Teresa to bring that up and know that, and for my mom to come through and know that as well, it was just, it couldn't have affirmed any more that my mom is with me and she knows what I'm doing. The number 10 was just something I didn't expect her to say, and especially the fact that me and my husband were married 10 years and got matching tattoos and she'd known about that was so cool. Definitely feel a sense of closure after the reading, and I feel lighter. I feel like it was meant to be in every way. I think my biggest takeaway from this experience was knowing that our loved ones are always with us. I think I lost sight of that for a long time. And as Teresa said, I feel like I lost my faith for a long time. And this just helped give me back a little bit of faith like I used to have. That's all I ever could want to be, is a good mom. And the fact that Teresa validated that my mom thinks that I'm a good mom, I couldn't have asked for anything better than that. When Teresa told me that my mom knew about this, the situation with me and my sister, that was really something that I've been struggling with. And to know that, to hear anything from my mom that could potentially help me and help my family heal, that was just really important to me. And it was really validating to know that my mom is aware. She's not here, but she's aware, and she just wants everyone to be peaceful, and that's all I want. And that was just a really, really just really interesting thing that she brought up, that I don't know how she would have known that. Even I went in skeptical, and the things that we talked about, just, I don't know how else you could not believe that there's something other than here. So even if you don't believe, I mean, there's just something so healing about her. I really never thought that I would ever get a reading from Teresa. And I just feel a huge weight lifted off of me. I just feel like I said, it's going to help my family heal and maybe get us rolling in the right direction. And to know that my mom's with me is just, I couldn't have asked for a better gift.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.